ارزش‌ها و صفاتی که انسان احترام می‌گذاره، همه این ارزش‌ها در علی ابن ابی طالب جمعه.
Human in general, whether a Muslim, non-Muslim, or even a disbeliever, respect the values present in the character of Ali ibn Abi Talib.
لا يقيم أمر الله سبحانه إلا من لا يصانع ولا يضارع ولا يتبع المطامع.
Imam Ali عليه الصلاة والسلام, the reason we love him as our hero, or not only in the material sense, in the spiritual sense, in the leadership sense.
Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. The program's To My Brother, and I'm your host, Mahdi. We're talking about the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam. Please stay with us. Imam Ali alayhi salam, the most distinguished and extraordinary personality in Islam after the Holy Prophet Muhammad. His entire life is a struggle for the advancement of Islam, the universal religion prescribed by Allah for all of humanity. Imam Ali alayhi salam was the living miracle raised up by the Holy Prophet Muhammad himself, and was not only the successor and the executor of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, but as history testifies, he was also a great human being, a brave defender of Islam, a just and fair judge, a generous philanthropist, a champion of the people, and the most pious person of his time.
In the name of Allah, Assalamu alaikum, dear brothers and sisters. Welcome to this segment of To My Brother. My name is Muhammad. After returning from the Battle of Siffin, Imam Ali gave certain pieces of advice to one of his sons. Historians consider him to be Imam Hassan alayhi salam, while others are of the opinion that he was Muhammadul Hanafiya. He wrote this letter in the form of a will. They deal with almost every aspect of life, which goes a long way to make a man successful in life, brave, humane, generous, virtuous, and pious. Today, I'm going to read to you an excerpt from the last will of Imam Ali alayhi salam. Please stay with us. My dear son, you must not allow uncertainties and doubt poison your mind. Skepticism or irrational likes and dislikes should not affect your views. But remember that before you start thinking and deliberating over a problem, seek guidance of the Lord and beseech Him to give you a lead in the right direction. Avoid confusion in your ideas, and do not let disbelief take hold of your mind, because the first will lead you to agnosticism and the others towards errors and sins. When you are thus prepared to solve any problem, and you are sure that you possess a clear mind, a sincere and firm desire to reach the truth, to say the correct thing and to do the correct deed, then carefully go through the advice that I am leaving for you. If your mind is not clear, and it is not as free from doubts as you wish it to be, then you'll be wandering in the wilderness of uncertainties and errors like a camel suffering from night blindness. Under these circumstances, it is best for you to give up the quest, because with such limitations, none can ever reach the truth.
Welcome back, dear friends. It's great to have you with us. This is IRIB English Radio, the program's To My Brother, and we were discussing the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam. One of the great lessons, dear friends, which we learn from the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam is about generosity. It is about being a benefactor, about giving in the way of Allah. And so Thalabi has quoted Abaya ibn Rabi as saying, "Once Abdullah ibn Abbas was sitting among a group of people near the holy well of Zamzam. He was relating traditions from the Holy Prophet, and a man who had covered his head with a turban and his face with some cloth joined these people and began to relate traditions as well from the Holy Prophet, just like Abdullah ibn Abbas had just been doing. Being surprised at this individual's eloquence and knowledge on the traditions of the Holy Prophet, Ibn Abbas said, 'For the sake of Allah, tell us who you are.' The person removed his turban and the covering from his face and said, 'Whoever knows me has recognized me, and whoever has not recognized me, know that I am Jundab ibn Janada Abu Zar Ghafari.' He says that, 'I heard the Messenger of Allah with my two ears, and if I am lying, may I be deprived of my hearing. And I saw with these two eyes, if I am lying, may I be deprived of seeing.' That he said, 'Ali is the leader of the benefactors, of the beneficent, and he is the slayer of the atheists. Whoever helps him will be helped by Allah, and whoever refuses to help Ali will be deprived of Allah's help forever.'" Dear friends, if our leader, our divinely appointed Imam, is so beneficent, he is the leader of benefactors, then we too must be of the beneficent. We must not be stingy. We must not be greedy. We must not be jealous of others. Matter of fact, we should make our hearts big and expansive, just like Imam Ali's heart was. And also, let it be known that Imam Ali alayhi salam defended Islam from the onslaught of the enemies of Islam when these enemies decided to attack and destroy Islam. And so we too, when and if the opportunity comes, must also defend Islam when it is under attack. A beautiful lesson brought to us by the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam.
IRIB English Radio. You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم محمد وآل محمد. اللهم إني أسألك الأمان يوم لا ينفع مال ولا بنون إلا من أتى الله بقلب سليم.
O Allah, I ask you for the protection of the day when property will not avail, nor sons except he who comes with a heart free from evil.
وَأَسْأَلُكَ الْأَمَانَ يَوْمَ يَعُضُّ الظَّالِمُ عَلَى يَدَيْهِ يَقُولُ يَا لَيْتَنِي اتَّخَذْتُ مَعَ الرَّسُولِ سَبِيلًا.
And I ask you for protection on the day when the unjust one will bite his hands, saying, "Oh, would that I had taken away with the messenger."
وَأَسْأَلُكَ الْأَمَانَ يَوْمَ يُعْرَفُ الْمُجْرِمُونَ بِسِيمَاهُمْ فَيُؤْخَذُ بِالنَّوَاصِي.
And I ask you for protection on the day when the guilty shall be recognized by their marks, so they shall be seized by the forelocks and the feet.
وَأَسْأَلُكَ الْأَمَانَ يَوْمَ لَا يَجْزِي وَالِدٌ عَنْ وَلَدِهِ وَلَا مَوْلُودٌ هُوَ جَازٍ عَنْ وَالِدِهِ شَيْئًا.
And I ask you for protection on the day when a father shall not give any satisfaction for his son, nor shall the child give any satisfaction for his father. Surely the promise of Allah is true.
And now we invite you to listen to Sayyid Muhammad Ridhvi.
In one of the ayat in Surah Ali Imran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes who are muttaqeen, what are the qualities. Of course, it is not a, you know, exclusive description, but these are the three important points he mentions. Where he says, this is ayat number 133, وَسَارِعُ إِلَى مَغْفِرَةٍ مِّن رَبِّكُمْ وَجَنَّةٍ أَرْضُهَا السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْعَرْضِ. You know, move forward quickly towards the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the paradise, which the width of that is equal to the heavens and the earth. أُعِدَّتْ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. This Jannah has been prepared for those who are muttaqeen, those who have taqwa. And then he describes three qualities about them. الَّذِينَ يُنْفِقُونَ فِي السَّرَّاءِ وَالزَّرَّاءِ. Number one, muttaqeen are those who give in charity openly as well as secretly. Number two, وَالْكَاظِمِينَ الْغَيْزِ. These are those who control their anger. وَالْعَافِينَ عَنِ النَّاسِ. And third quality, that not only that they control their anger, rather they forgive those who are doing wrong to them. وَاللَّهُ يُحِبُّ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves the good doers. And we see here that besides charity, the very important character of a person that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about regarding the muttaqeen is الْكَاظِمِينَ الْغَيْزِ, those who control their anger. And this is where the issue of, you know, controlling emotions and feelings is actually, you know, result of fasting. When we control our desires, you know, this is where we would control our emotions, and that is, you know, one of the outcomes of fasting during the month of Ramadan, provided we understand that philosophy, that it's not just a diet program, it's more than that.
Listeners, we hope you enjoyed this episode of To My Brother. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.com. We leave you in Allah's care. Bye for now.